Peace officially fell short in Colombia last month after a slim majority of Colombians rejected a peace deal between the government and leftist FARC guerrillas. Now the country is trying to figure out another way to end its 52-year civil war, and it's going to require a special focus on women. There are over 17,000 armed rebel fighters in Colombia. By some estimates, 40% of them are women. Some have spent most of their lives fighting. The government wants them to transition back to civilian life, but that's not so easy. This week, as part of our Across Women's Lives project, we're taking a look at what decades of war in Colombia have meant for women. Reporter Jasmine Garz starts off by visiting one former guerrilla who's struggling.
Before I hit the record button, the woman I'm about to interview, Xiomara, has two requests. First, that she not be asked to say anything bad about the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, for whom she fought for 15 years. Second, she wants you to know she was honorably discharged. She didn't just quit. Okay, now that's out of the way. I meet Xiomara in an enormous shanty town near the Colombian Amazon, where thousands of families displaced by war live. Xiomara's not her real name. She asked us to keep her anonymous. To get to her house, I have to climb down an incredibly steep stairway into a concrete glen. Her husband runs a store out of the front, and every so often, someone will interrupt us for a cigarette or green plantains, which are sold out, by the way. In between customers, Xiomara reminisces about when she first became a militant. She was 14 years old. She didn't tell her friends or her family that she was leaving.
Desde niña, me gustaban las armas. Yo decía que si yo no era del ejército, de la policía.
Ever since I was a little girl, I loved guns. I figured I would join the police or the army. But to join the army, you have to study. And I was really poor, so the easiest thing was the guerrillas. It didn't require you to study.
People join the FARC for different reasons. For many, it's ideological. For some, like Xiomara, it's about adventure. And for a lot of women, it's about getting respect.
The FARC espoused a rhetoric of gender equality.
Kimberly Tyden, a professor at Tufts University, teaches international humanitarian studies and has worked in Colombia. She says, for all their promises, women had it pretty rough in the FARC.
Then you hear about the forced abortions and forced contraception and being forced to sleep with people that you did not necessarily want to, giving up babies that you wished you could raise.
Xiomara stiffens when I ask if it was ever scary out there.
Well, it's a hard life. I'm not going to tell you it's all happiness and celebration. No, I was scared because it's scary. You know, at any moment, a bullet can hit you and kill you. That's scary. But look, you learn. I'm telling you, you get used to it. You get used to it and you learn.
But she loved it. She says she moved throughout Colombia, mountains and jungle, until she started getting sick. She blames the birth control the rebel doctors gave her. She says the hormones made her really ill. It got so bad the FARC discharged her.
They told me I was no longer of use and I could no longer do it anyways. It was as far as I could go.
She left the wilderness and went home to her niece's house while she figured out her next move.
I was scared of going outside, very scared. And I'm not going to lie, I still am. I'm not scared of getting hurt. I don't feel at ease because it's like I'm a little mountain animal. A mountain animal.
That's when she enrolled in an official reintegration program run by the Colombian government with support from the U.S. government. It starts off with a halfway house.
We were treated very well, very well.
About 48,000 former militants from different armed factions have enrolled in the program in the last 12 years. It gives you counseling and a stipend in exchange for continuing your education or learning a trade. Xiomara is finishing her high school degree. She's learned to do things that at first were terrifying, booking a doctor's appointment, speaking to clerks at the bank. But the scariest thing, the one she still cannot figure out, is how to be a woman in Colombian society.
One of the things that's been hard for me is to break the habit of traveling a lot. I'd like to still do that, but now I can never leave the house. I want to travel. I want to go somewhere. I want to leave. I'll be fine. And then from one minute to the next, I want to get out. I just want to go. I want out. I need to leave. And I can't because I have a home now.
Here's the thing. Colombian society is very gendered. Women aren't supposed to travel and get dirty. What Xiomara is describing is one of the big challenges for reintegrating female rebels. For years, they've been experiencing adrenaline and even adventure. And now they're supposed to slide back into traditional roles. Xiomara feels it in her body, still strong from hiking around the country with a weapon, but growing soft from sitting around tending the store. Here's Professor Tyden again.
I think the program has understood you're demobilizing men because armed men are seen as a security risk. The message to the women is re-domesticate. Let's get you back into the lipstick, back into the home, back into, and it's a very reactionary, backward-looking kind of understanding of what these women may be wanting after years of having seen themselves as political actors and protagonists.
If Colombia manages to sign a peace deal with the rebel forces, it would be historic. The longest active war on this side of the planet would be over. But Professor Tyden says in order for any peace deal to work, the government will have to rethink how it helps female combatants come back.
La verdad, ¿usted quiere que yo le diga la verdad?
The truth? You want me to tell you the honest truth?
Yo sí extraño esa vida.
I miss that life.
Esa es la verdad.
That's the truth.
Xiomara doesn't venture out of the house much. She married a sweet, mild-mannered man. She says he's her only friend. She says to relax, she watches television.
I smoke also. I learned to smoke there. I came back with that bad habit. I've tried to quit for a while, and then I go back to it.
I tell her that I sneak in a cigarette once in a while, and she smiles. She invites me to the back of the house, a porch overlooking a canal. The water's dirty, but it's peaceful out here. And for a few minutes, her husband isn't hovering over us, which is when she tells me just how sick she got before she left the wilderness.
Por eso no puedo tener familia.
And that's why I can't have kids.
And this weighs so heavily on Xiomara. Dusk has fallen, and it's time for me to go. Xiomara has one last request.
Why are you leaving so soon? Why don't you stay longer?
So I stay for another cigarette. And then I really have to get going. For the world, Jasmine Garst, Colombia.